This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hollywood celebrities, civil rights leaders, musicians, and politicians gathered in front of the golden casket of George Floyd Thursday for the first in a series of memorials for the man who was anonymous in life but has sparked global protests for justice in his death. During the eulogy, the Reverend Al Sharpton said that Floyd should not be among the deceased, but he had been victimized by an unjust treatment of African Americans.
He did not die of common health conditions. He died of a common American criminal justice malfunction.
The 46-year-old Floyd died May 25th after a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, put his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes as he lay handcuffed on the pavement. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder. He and three other officers could get up to 40 years in prison. The Global Vaccine Summit, hosted virtually by Britain on Thursday, raised $8.8 billion for routine vaccinations in some of the world's poorest countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the figure at the end of a 3.5-hour online session, bringing together multiple world leaders amidst the current COVID-19 pandemic.
Gavi's work on routine immunization is the strongest shield against outbreaks of infectious diseases.
Representatives of more than 50 countries, including 35 heads of state or government, participated to raise funds for the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, a public-private global health partnership. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Navy veteran detained in Iran for nearly 2 years has been released and started making his way home. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Michael White's mother says the nightmare is over. U.S. officials say White left Iran on a Swiss government aircraft and will head home from Zurich. He was detained in 2018 while visiting a woman he'd met online. White was sentenced to 10 years in prison last year after Iran convicted him of insulting its supreme leader and posting private information online. His release is part of a deal involving an Iranian-American doctor the Justice Department prosecuted. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Japanese public is being prepared for the reality of next year's postponed Olympics, where athletes are likely to face quarantines, spectators will be fewer, and the delay will cost taxpayers billions of dollars. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The brace yourself message is now being floated in Japan by politicians and in unsourced news stories. The themes include the possibility of reduced seating at the Olympics, tests for all athletes, fans and staff, and a quarantine-like situation at the athletes' village. Tokyo Governor Yoriko Koike has on newscasts sounded the same tunes, saying officials will move ahead with the items that should be streamlined and simplified, but hasn't given details on the downsizing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits dropped below the 2 million mark for the first time since the health crisis forced a near shutdown of the U.S. economy in March. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has the numbers.
The Labor Department announced Thursday that new jobless claims hit 1.8 million last week. That's a big drop from nearly 7 million Americans filing for first-time benefits when much of the economy was forced to shut down over health concerns. But economists point out the jobless numbers remain stubbornly high and reflect a second yet smaller wave of layoffs by companies struggling to cope with weak demand. The jobless numbers also likely reflect states playing catch-up by finally processing claims for those workers displaced at the onset of the shutdown. With more businesses allowed to reopen their doors, many Americans are starting to return to work. Thursday's snapshot of the job market comes ahead of a bigger picture view. The government will publish its unemployment figures on Friday. Economists expect to see the jobless rate top 19%, its highest level since World War II. That would eclipse a previous record set in April of 14.7%.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials closing up slightly, but the S&P and the NASDAQ down. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Begin broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA 1.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones that today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. And my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
Memories, Maroon 5, a song they wrote for their manager who passed away last year. My name's Larry London, and I invite you to call the COVID-19 hotline. It's a telephone number we've set up for you to leave your message with thoughts and information about what's going on in your life. We want to hear from you. This is about you. It's about us. We are all in this together, so call 202-382-7664, the COVID-19 hotline. And tell us your thoughts about the coronavirus and how it's impacted your life. What's your government doing to help things where you are? We want to hear from you. 202-382-7664. Here's Halsey and Nightmare on VOA 1.
Tasted blood and it is sweet. I've had the rug pulled beneath my feet. I've trusted lies and trusted men. Broke down and put myself back together again. Stared in a mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I've pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. I keep a record of the wreckage of my life. But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night. No, I won't smile, but I'll show you my teeth. And I'ma let you speak if you just let me breathe. I've been polite, but won't be caught dead. Letting a man tell me what I should do in my bed. Keep my exes in check in my basement. Cause kindness is weakness, or worse, you're complacent. I could play nice, or I could be a bully. I'm tired and angry, but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn.
Right here, VOA.
I'm not afraid to die.
St. John, new music. It's Roses on VOA1. I'm Larry London. And the answer to the question, who is Trevor Daniel, is simple. He is a 25-year-old native of Houston, Texas. He is into R&B hip-hop. He's been around since 2015. In fact, his debut EP was called Homesick and features a song called Falling, which we're going to hear right now. And it's been on the charts in more than 20 countries around the world. Here's Trevor Daniel, Falling on VOA 1.
Just wanna be part of your symphony. We The Hits on VOA 1.
Back in, but I don't wanna fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. I could try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain. Cause I can't even go on the internet without.
even checking your name. I tell myself, tell myself, tell myself, draw the line. And I do, I do. But once in a while, I trip up and I cross the line. I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, you were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never.
Katy Perry, Never Really Over. And she's finally announced the date for her new album to be released. And that date is August 14th. Circle the date on your calendar. Katy Perry will put out a new album that day. She just put out a brand new single. She's put out about four new singles in the last 6-8 months. The new one is called Daisies. My name is Larry London. You